Beyond the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hey, it's Troy.
Hello.
Troy, is there a vibration that's rapidly increasing that we're not aware of? Is it something that, is there a change of fortune? Is it, there's a mysticism? Is the fact that Christine and Pristine sound the same?
Without a doubt, there is a vibration that some people are not tuned into.
Right, good.
However, it's still there.
So that's all clear. And,
yes,
and to help us enjoy that vibration together, here's Troy from Southbound Records. Troy.
Yes, we got some...
It's the Christmas season.
It is the Christmas season. No dicks.
No dicks.
No dicks. That's great. There is still there's still records coming out at the moment. I brought down three.
How'd your big sale go the other night, by the way? Your big friends of the family.
Customer Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. No dicks.
Yeah, no dicks.
It was really good.
What a pleasant surprise.
One of the best things about working in a record store is people come in to buy a product which makes their life better and more exciting. Mm. And you can tell when they bring them up and they look excited, and you think, you're right to be excited. You're going to go home and you're going to really dig this.
Yeah.
So that is
a great thing about working in a record store too, eh?
Yeah.
Or being able to share the knowledge and pass on ideas and recommendations. I always like to do that.
Indeed.
And people who think they can't, I've been looking for this for years and now, what do you mean it's just there? What do you mean it's just there? I can buy it now, here. What?
Anyway. Here's something that some of you may have thought. Why haven't I got that record? It'd be good if
You put that out, that's exactly what I thought.
It is this?
Well, because I had it a long time ago. I never had it on vinyl, though.
It came out on vinyl originally 26 years ago. Then last year, Third Man did a reissue of it. And now MOV, or Music on Vinyl, out of Holland, have done a lovely issue of it. The record we're talking about is a record entitled Houdini by the Melvins.
1993 it came out.
Yeah.
And the Melvins, one of the nicest bands I've ever interviewed, and prolific. Still to this day, they're around pre-grunge, through grunge, apre-grunge, and now post-apre-grunge.
Yep. the thing about the Melvins,
love that
is,
cover too. That's an era, that style of art.
Did Frank Kosick do that cover? I think
that's
he
what,
might
that's
have,
what
actually.
I mean. Yeah.
So this record, like you said, came out in 93. This is the Melvins circa 92. They recorded this with my friend Billy Anderson.
Yeah.
And Cobain was the nominal producer on a few tracks.
Cobain. Yep. Cobain. Let me see if I remember that. Cobain. There's a Kurt Cobain comes into my memory.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, could be him, yes. Here's something you might not know. See this, the woman who was the bass player of the band at the time.
Yes.
Do you know who she is?
No, I don't, no.
Laurie Black. Laurie Black was the daughter of, wait for it, Shirley Temple.
Well, you wouldn't have thought that.
Yep. Shirley Temple's daughter was the bass player.
Lollipop.
Yeah. I could tell you some weird stories about Shirley Temple, but we won't go there.
You know what, Troy? Don't. I heard Troy telling weird stories about Shirley Temple on BFM the other morning.
Oh, that was weird.
Oh, should we just play this?
Should we hear what it sounds like?
What a great band the Melvins are. They understand the noise.
Oh, yeah.
Power and commitment. Woo! Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
I tell you what, I find it very hard to find anything to discount in there. That's all fine work. Love there's a big 80s quiet right drum sound though.
Yep.
That reverb on the snare is just 80s as. His voice is just the best, isn't it?
And the lyrics of this just cut to the heart of it, don't they? Because I can ford a red eed on the street a wide a reland. That says it all.
But funny, but pardon? What is that?
Because I can afford a red ead only street a wide a reland.
Yeah. So this song's called Hooch.
This is Hooch from the album Houdini. Originally came out, it was the first of their three major label records on Atlantic Records. And unlike...
Listen to how cool that is.
Unlike lesser intelligent groups, the Melvins had a great time on a major label. And they said there is no reason that anyone has to complain. They went in for their contract and they said, right, we're going to have 100% creative control over what we record, how we release it, the packaging, and we're going to own our masters. And Atlantic went, sure thing, tick.
Good job. Yeah. So who's released this?
This is Music on Vinyl. It's the old Sony plant in Holland.
Right.
So they've... Yeah, the Third Man one came out last year.
Right.
And now there's this version of it. In the original gatefold sleeve with the MC5 cover, Rocket Reducer number 2, Ramalama Far Far Far.
Classic, classic.
It's really good, isn't it?
God, that's a good tune.
2 minutes 30, is it?
Heavy vinyl too, if you need to know that, and you do need to know that.
180 gram. It is a masterpiece of a record, but not the only masterpiece this group did.
No, what's their current availability of vinyl? Because they have done a lot of albums.
Of Melvin stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
There's quite a few. There's the last few we've got that have come out on Ipecac. There is Stag is still available, the one that came after this. Stoner Witch is still available, the one that came after that. So all three major label ones are in print. And then quite a lot of the more recent Ipecac stuff.
Bloody hell, good job.
Yes.
So like that test? You went around for that test. You see, you were out of the room for that Melvin's track.
I heard it.
Grunty, eh?
To you, did it sound like Captain Beefheart being heavy metal? Yes, that's what it sounded like.
There you go.
Yeah.
You said it.
I said it. Now, here's something interesting. Unusual Sounds was the name of a book that came out earlier this year. Well, that is an unusual sound, but that's not the guy down here. Tell us what this is.
This is a double LP dive into the mysterious world of library music. The extraordinary stock recordings that soundtrack the heyday of B-movies, low-budget television and scrappy genre filmmaking.
Yeah.
A companion to Unusual Sounds. Okay, so it's Unusual Sounds. Yep. This is a companion to, is it?
It really is quite a cool sampler of library music. Now, coincidentally...
For people who don't know what library music is, Troy, do you want to explain that?
Well, what it is was people who are composers and session musicians and everything, one of the things they would do, just quickie jobs, it would be like, can you do today, I want music which sounds kind of anxious, down a staircase.
Like this.
BFM News. Like that.
The music
yeah.
in the background. Yeah, that's
production music.
Yeah.
And so it was never made for commercial release. It was made to be a soundtrack film
and
television.
Yeah, and the deal with that sort of stuff is that you don't have to pay each time you play it.
Royalty.
Yeah, you basically just pay for it once and
correct.
It comes on a CD with about 700 other different jingles and jangles.
Well,
and
back in the day it came as LPs that would be like a thematic. It would be like
after dinner.
Yeah, sweet soul sounds.
Sports day.
Terrified people.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. Now, one of the big British libraries.
There used to be a lot of records, sound effects records,
horror
and, yeah. Putting a knife in a cabbage, that's apparently the best way to get a stabbing sound.
Oh, beheading.
Yeah, a lot of beheading.
Yeah, beheading sound.
Shunk.
And that was sound effects rather than library music. Now,
hey, we're straying off course, Troy.
KPM was one of the big British library music companies, and a name that people may or may not recognise, Keith Mansfield. Now, if you think, okay, I've heard the name Keith Mansfield, yes, you've heard it in relation to library music, Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2, used a lot of Keith Mansfield stuff. Now, KPM, they've just reissued 10 from their catalogue on the Be With label. We've got all of them in at the moment. But if you just want to, like, dip your... into what library music can sound like. This Unusual Sounds, a two LP set, Has some Keith Mansfield on it. It has also the fantastic Gary Pacific Orchestra with Soft Wind. You just know what that's going to sound
like. Gary Pacific Orchestra with Soft Wind.
Yep. There was a...
Hey, Gary, you've got to see the Soft Wind. Come on, man.
Hey, Gary Pacific. Electric Machine did one called Fancy Good on here, which...
Right.
Also
right.
A real good one. But one we've chosen, one of the outside of Britain and the United States, one of the biggest producers of library music was Italy.
Right.
So we're going to hear something from Italy. This here is, and I forgot what it's entitled.
Quips and Cranks.
Quips and Cranks. C. Cordio and F. Vinciguerra. So this is from 1980. They were still making library music then.
Right, there's something that up till... Oof.
Probably the 90s.
Probably still now there's still people doing it. Yeah, still. Yeah, yeah. This is actually pretty profound for that era.
Well, I think people make the mistake of thinking all library music is kitsch. Well, in fact, it just does what all music does. Does it make you feel something? Yeah. There you go.
The bass is very present, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think they're really leaning on that ARP synth, aren't they? Oh!
Practicing your scales. Practicing your scales! So is there some sort of musical like common thread throughout these songs on the album or not?
Not on this one, being a sampler.
That's also just all over the shop.
It is, but this originally Quips and Cranks came from an album called Quips and Cranks by these right. people, which I looked up yesterday. I think, sure, I wonder. And yes, it goes for about £700.
I wonder whether this is a quip or a crank. I can't tell. What do you reckon, Tess?
It's hard to say. Ooh. Doesn't feel like a crank.
It's pretty quippish here.
Yeah.
So the other thing
R2-D2 vibe there?
The other thing about library music, it was written and recorded quickly. It was like usually a one-take thing. They put together, you know, six volumes of things in one afternoon. But these were professional composers and musicians. They could do it, you know. Dig it?
I dig it. It's quite good.
Unusual sounds.
Tell me what I was listening to the other... I might play it before the end of the show. Carry on. Okay, go. What's next?
What's next? Now, remember earlier this year or the end of last year, there was this... there was an exhibition happening in Britain and a sort of a companion piece that Soul Jazz put out to go with it entitled Soul of a Nation. And this here is the second volume of Soul of a Nation.
I can just see someone walking up to the counter with us.
Oh, yeah.
Just going, I'd like to buy this, please. Just smug as all shit, eh? Soul of a Nation, Afrocentric Jazz, Street Funk, and the Roots of Rap in the Era of Black Power, 1969 to 1975. The Art Ensemble of Chicago, the Pharaohs, Funkadelic, the Oneness of Juju, Gil Scott-Heron, Don Cherry Tribe, and more.
It's,
LP and download code contains extensive text, exclusive photography. Jazz is the teacher, funk is the preacher.
Say it, brother.
Woo!
It's a real good collection. The last one was a real good collection. This one here is
great.
As good.
Look at that. Wow. Tunes. Heavy vinyl.
Well, you've got
great collection.
Three pieces in there.
Who's curated that?
I think it were. I'm not sure, but it's the people who were in. Well,
three
Soul Jazz.
Three slabs in there, isn't it?
It's a three LP.
Three slabber.
Yep. I think the Soul Jazz steward at Soul Jazz curated it, but sort of in collaboration with the exhibition, which was the awareness of. I guess it says it on there. Black Power, which of course. People often...
Jazz is the teacher, funk is the preacher.
Funk is the preacher. The Art Ensemble of Chicago, that's an amazing one with Fontella Bass. The record that was from was just reissued on Soul Jazz recently, Femme de Yo-Yo. It's amazing. But I was told by people in the office, you can't play that on the radio, it's too messy. But okay.
You can't, man. Especially not on a pristine and tightly run ship like the old have breakfast.
That's right. Baby Huey's on here doing Curtis Mayfield's Hard Times. Do you know who Baby Huey is? Baby Huey was an amazing singer.
Yeah, we've played him before.
And he was a very, very large man.
Yeah.
And on the back of his album, it has him standing wearing a dashiki, which is barely covering his giganticness.
We played him on... You brought it on. Yeah, yeah. Who could forget Baby Huey?
But we're going to hear something now from James Mason. Now, not James Mason the actor, but James Mason, who was a sideman with Roy Ayres during the 70s, played keyboards and guitar, put out one album... and then didn't put out another one.
So often that was the case.
Yeah. Now,
oh, that's lovely.
James himself doesn't sing on this record. Clarice Taylor does, and she's cool too. So it's called Sweet Power Your Embrace, which was sort of unnoticed at the time, but in the London acid jazz rare groove type thing, it got a revival. You waiting for Clarice?
Yeah.
You're not waiting for too much longer.
Listen to that, a big old wet sort of a keyboardy bassy blah, 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 blah sound. What's that? Bah, 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 bah.
Here we go.
Coming up.
An odd thing, it says 1969 to 75. This record is actually 77, the James Mason one.
That bass. Tell you what, talk about warming up the room.
Oh, yeah. I've got to point out the two sort of poetry-related ones on here. Sarah Webster Fabio, who's amazing. It was her and her family put together like this kind of sort of Afro-funk beatnik groove.
Whitey on the Moon.
Yeah. Gil Scott-Heron doing Whitey on the Moon.
Watched that movie First Man the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think was it in that movie? Surely it was. I might have got my movies muddled up.
Gil Scott-Heron doing Whitey on the Moon.
Yeah, no, it was featured in a movie I was watching. And maybe it wasn't.
It should have been on First Man.
Yeah. I think it was. 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 No, maybe not. Maybe it was. Oh, there she is. Oh, anyway. It might have been Black Klansman.
Oh.
So that album is called?
This is Soul of a Nation, Jazz is the Teacher, Funk is the Preacher, triple LP set on the fantastic Soul Jazz Records label. And what a cover this is! What a cover!
What a package that is. Yeah. It's a great cover. Great package.
So we got these all on the shelves right now, even though we're not supposed to have the Melvins one up till tomorrow. But oh well.
Well, BFM listener privilege. Thank you, Troy.
Thanks so much.
Are you still here next week? Yep, are you still here next week?
Yes, I'm still here next week.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.
The ocean. When I feel a certain way, I just walk down and stare into the waves, you know? The ocean, it's like my big, strong husband. Sometimes we share a rum together. Did you know Mount Gate is the oldest rum in the world? It's made on the same hilltop with the same water source and all that since 1703. 300 years of quality rum. An infinity of ocean. Mount Gay rum is time well spent. Whether you're making rum or making friends, make it time well spent.
Whether you're a fresh-faced young vinyl ingenue or one of those old guys with the hat and the special bag, Southbound Records has something for you this Christmas. New Zealand's largest range of new vinyl, a great curated second-hand section, gift vouchers, and all the brushes, cleaners, sleeves and crates you could ask for. Southbound Records, give the gift of vinyl this Christmas. 132 Simon Street, in store and online.
Mikey Havoc Breakfast, with coffee on the boil, thanks to Carajo's Coffee Co.
It's celebration season and 95BFM is getting in there, decking the halls, setting the pudding on fire and making the Yuletide gay with our annual Christmas party. Featuring a Moogie, Cindy and DJ sets from Christoph El Truento, Peach Milk and our very own special select BFF DJs. More fun than a family dinner and certified pine free. The 95BFM Christmas Party, December 13th at Neck of the Woods.
Completely free and excellent thanks to Nando's, Jumping Goat Liquor and Rudy's, Brewers of Beers.
The beauty of the fleeting and the ephemeral is so 20th century. BFM's best shows, features and interviews are now available as podcasts on RSS and Apple. Yours to cherish forever.
Welcome to 95BFM Top 10. Yours, Pearl.
Fashion. Two
right,
to the left.
On Land of the Wood Groove. Got lined up three songs.
Yo, 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 welcome back. It's True School.
Wire.
I don't know.
Well, you're kind of a mellow beginning to the journey.
Welcome to the Saturday 2 to 4. My name is Sarah. I will be...
Greetings and welcome. This is the Rhythm Selection and it's just gone.
Never miss out again. Becasts, available now on Apple Podcasts or RSS for whatever podcatcher you're into.
BFM News Headlines.
Atamarie coming up at 10 in New Zealand. Engineers have reached an agreement over planned strike action. Recent polls show 89% of New Zealanders want more money invested into education. Tonga's Women and Children Crisis Centre has made a plea to the country's leaders to address their meth crisis. And Ghana's decision to buy unmanned drones to deliver blood and medicine sparks outrage in the country. These stories in full at 10.
Crazy. Thank you very much. Lachlan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mikey. How are you?
Good, thank you. Just check the mic's going.
Well, it's, buddy, is it? Do I need to move
the
mic?
Great. That's great. Really good. Special. Need to hunch over it like that. There.
Well, look, Tess is a bit lower in the seat than I am.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not her fault, but...
Oh.
But yeah, the wire. We've got a great wire good coming up. Andrew Little, our last chat.
Ever?
Yeah, well, unless I call him in the middle of the night sometime.
What?
Again?
No.
Okay, yeah, no, he told me not to after the last time. Haha, just kidding. Yeah, we had a good chat about a lot of things. We spoke about name suppression.
Yeah, what? Because he's been very very vocal about how you know we need to stick to the rules. Well, rules, people.
Well, look,
he raised some interesting points in that first.
Well, they are good points because you know I feel like people see name suppression and they think it's there to protect the person who's accused. And quite often it's not.
So the way. A lot of time it is the other way around.
A lot of time it is to protect the victim, and a lot of the time it is to ensure a fair trial.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, if you're going to be picking a jury and things, you can't be impacting.
Yeah.
Interesting with that in the current case that's going on, because articles internationally are acknowledging, they're saying, you know, oh, well, it's name suppression in New Zealand, but not internationally, so...
Well, there's nothing we can do to enforce it, too, but...
Does that sort of work the other way around as well?
That we can publish other...
Yeah, do we publish stories that are back home, wherever they're from?
Do you mean, like, if...
Like, if there were a ban in England, would we publish a story with the name? I don't think we often do.
But I think that's also because there aren't often cases that have that much...
Yeah.
Media attention in both countries, like small name suppression cases like that.
But it's certainly, you know,
we're a quick fix generation, and we almost demand to know everything that everyone else knows straight away. You know?
Yeah,
and maybe it's sometimes it's not always for the best.
I think maybe there needs to be able to, I don't know, public education about name suppression.
I think it's cool when an MP comes out though and says and makes a point of saying stuff like that though, because someone's got to.
We also spoke about medicinal cannabis. That bill passed.
What about that?
Obviously, what did National say? Decriminalisation by stealth. Fuck off, Simon. yes, and that was that was a good chat. And I kind of asked how that would impact on the upcoming cannabis, you know, kind of recreational use thing.
Wasters.
What?
And, you know, I think Andrew's very much of the opinion that it's time our laws were updated.
Oh, for goodness sake, yes, come on.
Yeah.
It's come on. Ridiculous, really, isn't it?
Get those all those marijuana smokers off the streets while we enjoy our rum and cokes.
Interesting point there. Yes, we've also got Angus. Angus. Oscar's not here today, so Angus is coming.
Right on.
And he's talking about Wispapua.
Yeah.
And about our military apparently has a lot to do with the Indonesian military, who are oppressing these people, and there are calls for us to cut our ties. And I think we should, obviously. And I think the government needs to come out and say more about this.
I think we do. I mean, it'd be interesting to figure a bit more transparency as to just how much we do glad hand the Indonesian.
Because I mean, these are some serious human rights abuses.
Yeah, Indonesia's a shitter, and it's like good to have a working relationship with them, I suppose, just geographically, you know, in the sense of just to keep. As opposed to put a complete wall up between us, isn't going to be beneficial whatsoever, you know?
It's like Australia. You've got to be able to criticise your mates.
You really do have to be able to criticise your mates, mate.
And then Ben has informed me that in 2003 on this day, Saddam Hussein was captured.
Oh, what about that? I'll never forget that. Talk about trying to look like Santa, hey.
Well, fuck, wouldn't you grow some big beard if you were...
You'd think you'd have something better organised than just a hole with a cover on it. Yeah, so they basically
felt...
Well, it worked
for a wee bit, didn't it?
Well, I was thinking about him. I don't know if there are any Arrested Development fans here, either of you two. No?
I've watched some of it.
Oh, well, there's this very good episode where they go to this house in Iraq, wherever the fuck it was. And it's a house full of Saddam Hussein lookalikes. And so they're all going like, oh, the guy on TV, like, he's not even the best lookalike. I'm the best lookalike. So, you know, did we really kill Saddam Hussein? Did Bin Laden really die? Did Gaddafi really die?
A friend of mine has been over in Thailand, and he was the place where he was staying. He met some guy over there, some Middle Eastern guy who he said was the spitting image of Osama bin Laden.
Well, there you go, Bin Laden alive.
He just said, he said, you sit there and you can look at him for 2 hours and you go, I can't see anything that's not Osama bin Laden. He said, it's just a dude he met and just hang out for a wee while over there and stuff.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's all coming up on The Wire at 12. Cool. I look forward to it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, all the very best. Will you be joining us at the Christmas party?
I will.
Is there room for the current affairs crowd at the Christmas party?
I'll be getting on it with my fellow news teamers.
We've been speaking about the Christmas party. Should we just remind the listeners who's going to be there?
Yeah, I am.
Well, aside from Lachlan. Okay, no. Personally, I'm quite excited.
It's got a good lineup.
Everything is on the board there for a cracker night out.
Yeah, who is it? Do you want to give us a bit of
Nando's for dinner? Anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jumping Goat Liquor and Rudy's Brews of Beer.
Yeah.
Yep. For Quench the Thirst.
Peach Milk, Not a Drink, The Artist.
Yeah. Very excited for that one.
Christoph El Truente. Christoph El Truento.
Yeah.
And Cindy, all playing live as well.
Also, Amugi.
And Amugi playing live as well.
Yeah,
What time is that?
9 p.m. So get in there
9
quick.
9 p.m. at the
neck of the woods. Da, 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 da.
Thank you, Lachlan.
I'm excited.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, hey.
Nice. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's tonight,
can I
guys.
Can I just say this?
It's free entry. It's free entry. So
if you're
free.
Listening to 95 BFM, then you already know that we are New Zealand's oldest independent radio station. Being independent means being free from corporate interference with our music, news and opinions. But it also means we can't rely on big wig corporate financing. We're supported by our volunteers, advertising from the kind of businesses who share our vision and the help of you, our listeners. If you want to contribute to keeping 95 BFM alive, independent and not shitty shit shit, then sign up for a Simplicity B card today. Support independent media from as little as $4.20 a month. Go to 95bfm.com/signup. Now, if you do that, then you get to be part of this Summer Sorted Super Prize Pack. That's right, Super Prize Pack. Super Prize Pack. And it's a pack. This year's prize, outstanding prize for one person. There are 23 prizes in all for one person. These are some of the 23 prizes that one person will win that we will draw on December 21st. You can only enter if you've got a Simplicity B card. How do you enter? You text the word super prize to 5395, text the word super prize, then your name and your B card number, and that's all you need to do. If you're a squawker or a woofer subscriber, then you already have two entries in this. If you're not, then you have to enter yourself manually, but you can enter as many times as you like. What some of the things you win are? double pass to that Freddy's Drop with the Unknown Mortal Orchestra and more at Western Springs Park. A $500 voucher from Marbex. Annual vaccination and health checks for your pet from Pet Doctors. A summer of lunches from Mr's. What?
The Pet Doctors for life.
For life?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, annual vaccination and health checks for life.
Yeah.
Get out of it. A Rotel 18 Amplifier Project debut carbon turntable and Polk T15 speakers from Royal Groovy. A supply of vegan and vegetarian burgers from Lord of the Fries, Nickel Lane. A summer's worth of Little Island coconut ice cream and ice box. A year's supply of chi and flights for two to Hawaii on Hawaiian Airlines. What do you think about that? Love Potion. This is Dog Power with a track called Love Potion. You've got to live in Auckland to win that prize, because Auckland rules. Christmas on the Isthmus.
Anyone will do. How about you? We'll be right back.
skill, harder than many other. Stick around still, I don't even know what to say. Well, I do, but I doubt it and I throw it away. How'd you keep going on in your life when the little black dots cause so much strife? I don't know what to say. Well, I do, but I doubt it and I throw it away.
Minutes to 10 o'clock on 95 BFM Breakfast. After these ads, I'll play you a new song by Sleaford Mods off their upcoming new album.
95 BFM is older than your big brother, has a better record collection, and has probably hooked you up a few more times as well.
BFM. Yeah, we're turning 50, and to celebrate, we're throwing a big old anniversary celebration.
95 BFM Gold.
With Beast Wars, the original True School Hip Hop Show, Miss June, and some very, very special guests.
95 BFM Gold. Friday, February 15th at the Power Station. Tickets are cheaper with your Simplicity B card. Get yours now from AAAticketing.co.nz.
95 BFM. Broadcast to you with the support of the Waitemata Local Board. Cheers for that.
Say goodbye to environmentally unfriendly, unrecyclable espresso pods and say hello to sustainable coffee with Carajo's Coffee Co. Biopods. Made from plant-based plastics, Carajo's Biopods are 100% compostable, 30% cheaper and fully Nespresso machine compatible. They're delicious from the first sip to the last and available at your local supermarket. Biopods from Carajo's Coffee Co. Coffee with a conscience. Go to carajos.co.nz.
Russell Crowe, poisoned on a romantic fishing holiday. He softly serenades me as everything fades to black.
Aww. Kyle MacLachlan, we're skydiving. He sabotages my parachute. We embrace falling through the sky and then he lets go.
Aww. Hey guys, what are you talking about?
Loveliest way to die.
Ah!
Stabbed in the face by Meryl Streep.
Cool.
Mad about movies? Tune in to the Madman Classic DVD review with Cy and Benjamin every Saturday morning on Good Times Radio, only on 95 BFM.
Lipside space, it's a banner for the TV pigs. You get the ready daytime sheets, and the answers blowing on beep beep. Lipside speaks, make a living, it's a cotton sheet. I get Egyptian ones and Kiwi sweets. She wants some weed, it's gotta be good stuff. Rockwell, Graham Coxon, looks like a left-wing Boris Johnson. The fields are breathing in, there's a world that uses them to breathe in. Don't splat cheap myth, make sense of what? Don't splat cheap shit, make sense of what? Don't splat cheap myth, make sense of what? Lipside speaks, it's the hammer of the gods, my arse. More like the bloke king sits on playing lots of awful music in the artist's path. Lipside speaks, he got the UK subs thrown out their room. Got his slaves to put lemon tea on the stage while we was on there too. Lipside speaks, if you think about it, it's quite bleak. Them faculties ain't what they seem. Them blazes went and the denim jeans wear. Don't splat cheap myth, make sense of what? Don't splat cheap shit, make sense of what? Don't splat cheap myth, make sense of what? Flip side speaks, it's a tackle on a pitch, fuck off. I can't believe it's not the seafood mobs. Little style biters hiding behind virtue staples. Only me, sir, B-listers go on the round table. Playlist, tame it, tame as fuck. It's good for the news that chunks more shit off. Flipside space, it's a banner for the TV pigs. You get the ready daytime sheets and the answer's blowing on BP. World top, don't splat cheap miss. Make us a what? Don't splat cheap shit. Make us a what? Don't splat cheap miss. Make us a what?
The new Sleaford Mods album's out in February. Love them, eh? Love them, eh? It's 9 minutes to ten.
Free yourself.
These guys have got an album coming out soon as well.
Free yourself.
These guys, the Chemical Brothers, I mean.
Free yourself. Free yourself. Free yourself. Free me. Dance. Free yourself, free them, dance. Free yourself, help to free me, free us. Free yourself, help to free me, free us. Free yourself.
Hi, this is Tom from the Chemical Brothers, and you're listening to Mike Happy on the Breakfast Show on BFM.
Dance, free yourself. Dance, free yourself.
Station here. and we say what we feel like saying, and we bring the truth.
Free me, dance, free yourself, free them, dance, free yourself, help to free me, free us.